when you are parents, the message you really don't want to hear from your relatives is you are ruining your children. And when I remember the time when that message was coming through loud and clear, we were living in Sacramento at the time. Our older daughter, our first daughter, was a toddler. And my wife made a suggestion to me while we were driving. And she said, "What do you think about homeschooling?" And I said, "What is that?" And she said, "Well, it's teaching your kids at home. What do you think about homeschooling Sonia?" And I said, "You mean don't go to school?" And she said, "Yeah, teach her at home. I've been reading some books and some materials, and it seems like there's a lot of benefits to it. So what do you think?" And the words that came out of my mouth next were what I call one of my Archie Bunker moments, because the words could be lifted straight out of a script of All in the Family. I said, "Well, you and I went to school, and we turned out okay. And if school is good enough for us, then school is good enough for our daughter." And it was then that I realized, as I've realized many times, that I'm helpless to my wife's power of suggestion. And it confirmed I've been pretty much been in a hypnotic state throughout our marriage. She said, "Well, okay. Well, just try reading some of the materials, some of the books and materials, and see what you think." And I said, "Okay, I can do that." And so I did read some of the books and some of the materials. And the more I read, the more I thought, you know, there is something to this. And this was the early 90s. And so finally, I agreed. With trepidation, I agreed. Okay, well, homeschool our daughter, teach her at home. Now, compulsory education, it's one of the unshakable laws in our country. You don't think about it, but it is an unshakable law. So if anyone has any kind of notion of breaking that law, then it's as if you are murdering the souls of your children. It's like taxes, not paying your taxes, or not getting a driver, driving without a driver's license. I mean, it is an unshakable law. So how do you do homeschooling and still stay within the confines of the law? Well, in California, you have to do two things. One is you have to file an affidavit with the state that establishes you as a private school. And so that's what we did. We filed an affidavit with the state, and so began Homeschool by the Sea. That was the name of our school. And then the second thing you have to do is keep attendance records. Now, we figured that as long as we saw Sonia every day, that would prevent us from having to take roll call every day and go, "Sonia Henning, here." Or, "Sonia Henning, not here, ha 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 ha." So that took care of the legalities of homeschooling. But we were not prepared for the questions and the subtext and the raised eyebrows when our family asked, "Well, which school is Sonia going to go to?" And we said, "We're going to homeschool her." And they said, "What?" And we said, "We're teaching her at home." And they said, "Oh, well, And then the questions came. And there are a set of questions that are asked over and over and over again. And I completely understand it. And I'll tell you what some of those questions are and explain it to you. And through the explanation, you might see some of the benefits that we experience through homeschooling. The first question is, well, what about socialization? Your children, don't they need to interact with other kids at school every day? Because if they're not, aren't you murdering the souls of your children? And my favorite short answer was a stock answer that homeschoolers give all the time with that question, what about socialization? And that is, well, when we grow up and go out into the world, the only people we interact with are 30 people, the same people that we see every day that are exactly the same age. The long answer is, as our daughters grew up, they would go out into the world, mostly with my wife, because she stayed at home and taught them. And so they would go out into the world with her, and they would interact with all kinds of people every day. Short people, tall people, all shapes and sizes, all different kinds of people. And if they had questions, people were more than willing to help and answer the questions to our daughters. And so they not only learned about how you socialize in the world, but they were also learned how you get information. And so since that time, our daughters are very comfortable in any social situation because that's what they know. That's what they learned. Second question was, don't you have to have a teaching credential to teach your children? Because if you don't have a teaching credential, you don't know all the answers, and then you're murdering the souls of your children, aren't you? And no, you don't have to have a teaching credential if you have a private school. And beyond that, we tried something really radical. If our daughters had a question and we didn't know the answer, we encouraged them to go to all different kind of resources to find out the answer themselves and then give us the answer. I know it was radical thinking at the time, but that's what we did. And now the third question is, what about college? They're not going to have any grades, so how are they going to get into college? If they don't go to college, aren't you murdering the souls of your children? Well, as it turns out, our girls eventually did go to school. Our older daughter went to high school, our younger daughter to middle school and high school, and colleges, all they look at is high school grades. So why do they keep grades all the other times? I don't know. But anyway, colleges only look at high school grades, so they eventually went to college. But even so, they were homeschooled, so if they really wanted to go to the college and they didn't have the grades, they learned they had the skills and the creativity and the imagination in order to figure out how to go to college. And as the years went by and as our two girls grew up, and as our relatives saw how bright they were and how smart and how creative and how imaginative they were, their eyebrows relaxed more and more and more. Until today, when now they take it for granted. They raise their eyebrows about other things now. They're not worried about our children anymore. Both girls are graduating from college this year. And there's one benefit that overrides all the other benefits with homeschooling. And that is this, and it's a benefit that most people don't think about. But you can go to Disneyland when everybody else doesn't go there. You can pick the most uncrowded day of the year, which is the first week of December, a weekday, and you can go on Splash Mountain and turn around and go right back on it without waiting in line. You can go on Splash Mountain 5 times within a half hour. And I love that part of homeschooling. But also, perhaps the one that learned the most about homeschooling for me was me. Because I had this institutionalization, and I had this view that there's only one way of doing things. And public education, you have to do that. There's no other way, because that's the only way that I learned. And as the girls grew up and as their eyes opened, my eyes opened up as well. Because I learned that even though you have been trained and repeated over and over again, this is the only way to do this, a lot of times it's not. And so that's my story about raised eyebrows.